Okay, this one's called I Would Have Liked to Have Seen a Dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I really would have liked to have seen a dodo. But I'm never gonna see a dodo. But I'm never gonna see a dodo. But I'm never gonna see a dodo. I'm never gonna see a dodo. Because a bunch of flippin' sailors in the 17th century killed off all the feathery little fuckers and stole that pleasure from me. They weren't thinking of future generations, and neither are we as we carry out mass extermination of the life forms that exist on this planet today. We kill another species off every single day. Which one of them's going to be the next to go? Will there be a really cool poet 100 years' time from now that'll write a poem that'll go like so? I would have liked to have seen an African elephant. I would have liked to have seen a great blue whale. I would have liked to have seen a white rhinoceros. I would have even settled for a robin redbreast. But I'm never going to see an African elephant. And I'm never going to see a great blue whale. And I'm never going to see a white rhinoceros. And I'm never even going to see a robin redbreast, because a bunch of feckers in the last century killed them all off and stole that pleasure from me. Then they went and burnt holes in my fucking ozone layer, giving me skin cancer. That's not fair. Dumping their nuclear shit all over that place. Is that why I've got these funny green bumps that shoot yellow pus all over my face? But even though this future vision of a poet is mad and sad and like this rhyming scheme really feckin' bad, the fact still remains that I would have liked to have seen a dodo. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen a dodo. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I really would have liked to have seen a dodo. I mean, would they have liked to have been friends with me? Would they have bred easy in captivity? How did they breed and how did they walk? And when they made a noise, did it sound like squawk? All these questions, answers never to be known, because to be quite honest, not an ounce of respect to the dodo was ever shown. Now, once when I was in London to have some fun, I heard there was a dodo down in South Kensington. He was dead and stuffed, but what the hell? I went along to see him in the National History Museum, and I had to say, I thought he was looking rather sad, but if you'd been dead and stuffed for over 200 years, you'd be looking rather bad. And even though I knew it was way, way too late, when no one was looking, I had to inch closer to that glass cabinet and whisper, "Listen, I'm really sorry, you're extinct, mate." But the dodo continued to stare into space with an eye made of glass, just dead skin and feathers stretched over wire and placed on display for the viewer to pass. A mere shadow of a creature that once had been a real live dodo this day I hadn't seen. And as I walked by the brontosaur and out the door, I couldn't help but think of how I would have liked to have seen a dodo, of how I would have liked to have seen a dodo, of how I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I really would have liked to have seen a dodo. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo. I would have liked to have seen a dodo.